Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news. Welcome to another edition of Hometown Heroes on Family Life. I'm your host, Bill Price. Our guest this week, Mike Masters from Buffalo. He runs a ministry aimed at high school athletes and coaches, where the ball's the bait for the gospel message.
Cross-training athletics started in 2005, but we were cross-training football. And we've made our mission, our vision statement a lot shorter. Just want to change one heart at a time. That's the bottom line. We work with high school athletes and coaches, teachers and administrators in high schools to give them truths that will help them to succeed. Mm-hmm. The bottom line.
You know, the past 18 months or so have been anything but typical, not just for athletes and coaches, but schools in general with this pandemic. It's really changed the game for a lot of folks. And if you thought things were going to be different this school year, unfortunately, they're not. We just can't shake this thing. How has it impacted what you do, Mike, and kind of framed the message, I guess, that you're trying to share?
Our message is to develop the complete person spiritually, mentally, socially, and physically, and understanding that the foundation of that complete person is that love, always trust, which is the spirit of the person. And right now, if anything, we need to trust something, because it seems like, you know, the kids, I know kids are like, they're not trusting right now because mm-hmm. they hear one thing and another thing happens and everything keeps flipping on them. The kids are looking for security. So we have this powerful message to share with kids that, you know, love will always protect you. And when you get that protection, that there is no fear in love. We need to keep battling right now. We need to fight the good fight. We need to finish the race. We need to keep the faith. And that's the message we're giving kids. They need to hear that. Coaches need to hear that. Teachers need to hear that.
Now, you go into the public schools, and for the most part, you're welcomed, I would imagine.
Yes. When you're giving a message of love and connection and patience and kindness, who doesn't need that right now?
What's the biggest difference you're noticing with not just the athletes, but just kids in general in schools today?
We are built for relationship. I just see a tremendous hunger to be with people. You know, fist bump, handshake, whatever's comfortable for you. You know, remove your mask, keep your mask up, whatever it is. But go to someone right now and tell them, I'm so thankful to see you. And just try to connect with them. We're built for that. And there's a hunger and a desire for that. Go to a teammate. Look them in the eye, because eye contact is the number one thing in showing respect. Hmm. Number two, give them physical contact, because we're made for that. And number three, we call it inspirational contact. Say something that will encourage that athlete on your team. Say something to them. You know, you bring hope. I love the way you work out hard. Something that will encourage them, because the word encouragement has the word courage in it.
Yeah.
And to encourage others, especially now.
Kind of looking how we come out of this, and people say, well, this is the new normal. I hope and pray to God this is not the new normal, because I want the way it was before, that we can get back to the way it was. But what's the end game here, Mike? Are kids going to come out of this? Are athletes going to come out of this better people because of having gone through it?
I believe they will, for the fact that they're searching. They're searching for answers. They're searching for truth. I do believe the scriptures that says trials produce a perseverance. Perseverance produces character. Character brings hope. And hope never disappoints.
What could be more noble than winning young souls for Christ, especially today? You know, and I coach, but hey, that's not why I coach, to win games. The ball's the bait for the gospel message. You know that. And we're trying to reach these kids. And when a kid, young kid especially, they find something that's true, and they latch on, that's all we can do is present them the truth, as you do.
And Bill, I know the work you're doing and how much you love your athletes down there. And you know, you can see it. I've seen you coach. And you're the type of coach we're trying to get all our coaches to coach the way you do.
Well, we need more people, men and women of faith, to step forward and to fill those roles. I think, you know, outside of parents, I think coaches probably have the biggest impact on a young person's life. And I'm sure you would probably agree with that.
And if not, that's what Billy Graham said. Billy Graham said a coach has more influence in one season than most people have in a lifetime. So if the man Billy Graham says it, I think you could probably take that to the bank.
That's Mike Masters from Buffalo, this week's hometown hero. Join us next week as we search for your home, your town, your hero. It's Hometown Heroes on Family Life.